announcements that I want to share with you, which is in the bulletin. Today at 2 o'clock, we will have our second-to-last pilot meeting, which should be wrapping up. Okay, our Christmas concert is on December 8th, for those of us that are not aware. Here is our invitation, which looks like a passport. There you go. And our ticket to actually get into the concert. Okay? And our theme, if you couldn't tell, it's about missions and traveling, going across the world and nations. Okay, so that's the theme that we are going with our concert this year. Okay, tickets are $10. Okay, if you want to purchase one, you can purchase one through our committee members, or also through the church office as well. That meeting will be in the youth lounge at 2 o'clock. On December 9th, we'll have a baptism and combined church ceremony. Okay, so those of us that want to be baptized or join our church, okay, please contact Pastor by today. On December 12th, 2012, our church will host a 12-hour prayer meeting, okay, which will go from noon to midnight. And about 40 brothers all across the nation, from Korea, Japan, Australia, Toronto, and the U.S. will be joining in this. Okay, so if you have time, please join us for that. Our gospel outreach, which was postponed due to the hurricane, okay, is now scheduled for December 22nd. And that will be in Brooklyn. The training, if you're interested in this outreach, will be December 16th at 2 p.m. And once again, our retreat, which will be in February during the presidential weekend. You can contact Anna for that if you have any questions. Okay. Our scripture reading today will be from Psalm 100, verse 1 through 5. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let us pray. Father God, we are very thankful, Lord, for this time where we can gather here and just worship you, Lord God, from the praise and the message that we're about to hear, Lord God. We just pray that we use this time, Lord, and we use this message, Lord, to go out and throughout this week, Lord, we remember, Lord, how great you are and how much you love us. Lord, we just give this time to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Catch me from the story of the Lord for his glory. Thank you for presenting. And this is confirmation for today I'm going to share. This week is Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, I went to the ShopRite Friday morning, and I realized I have a symptom of high blood pressure. So I might say something like suddenly too excited to say something wrong. I realized maybe I'm too excited. My blood pressure is too high. But by the way, I also sense why the people sometimes they get sick. And they realize a disease could be some factor really make you weak. And so I was during the praise and worship, I would pray myself and also ask you to pray for me. And today's message is from the Psalm 103. So can we pray? Father God, I give thanks to you for you always remind us to count you and what you did and for your people. And Father God, we are your people. We should be grateful with you because we are so blessed to be son and daughter of you. And Father God, we ask you to bless this time together. And after the Thanksgiving and before the Christmas, and this is a season, and you remind us to share the good news and also to talk about you to the people surround us and here and there and overseas. And we also see the brothers and sisters coming from overseas come to our church to have 12 hours continuously pray and worship. And may we invite your kingdom come. And at this moment, this is a day, and this is a generation, and we are called to the new generation, kneel down and pray and seek. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have some stuff I want to share with you. You might feel very shocked, but I might just talk about it. And I find out this concert, and you see the concert, we already, thank you for the pilot meeting. Young people make such a creative invitation. And the ticket, can you show? And the ticket, this is like an airplane ticket. And remind us, we're going to send our love and support to overseas, to Bolivia and the orphanage. And also next year, we have a mission team. And so this is like a ticket. And then we're going to, when you come to the church, you pay $10, you get a seal and stamp. Okay? So that will be the valid one. So you can join the concert. And also in the meantime, join the raffle and also reception. I would like to ask you to please pray for this. $10 is not expensive. You go to air movie ticket, it's much more than $10. This is a time and season. You use this chance to share the good news. Amen? And I will encourage you to purchase ticket for your friends, because the back of the ticket, they're going to have a name here, because we're going to have a seal. So they maybe have some traffic in the front door. So please try to get a ticket this 2 weeks. And also, Usher, can you pass on the 12-12-12? I put it on the table. Phyllis, can you open that page? Do you have that 12-12-12? Because most of people maybe doesn't even know this. And can I ask you, when you come to church, you get a bulletin and information in front, because this every week we spend time to prepare those information. And Usher, you can spread around whoever comes in. Can you take a look? 12-12-12. Now, is any special that day? That day is not really any special. But we feel, some of brother sister say, this is a time for us to invite Jesus come. And every day you can do that. But the 12-12-12 is a special day for this year, only happened in the history. And the 12 remind me a perfect number. Of course, there's several perfect numbers, 7, and but 12 and 10 and 7. And also, I want to invite you, 12, 12, 12, give me a feeling like a Trinity, a Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit. And you all know, this September, I went to Japan with some Korean brothers and sisters to pray for Japan. Because we realize Asian countries, somehow God give authority to influence and to even to lead the whole world back to Jerusalem and come to the Lord. So I went to Japan with some brothers and sisters. They decided to come here to join this meeting. So actually, this December, we will be very busy. We're going to have a concert December 8th. December 9th, we're going to have a baptism. And December 10th, they fly over here. And December 12th, that day, we're going to have a four section, Chinese, Japanese, the first 3 hours, Chinese, Korean, and all together. And it's really interesting meeting. We come here together with all different language, come together to pray. You know, we need to see the new generation to pray and seek God's kingdom. God can come anytime. We don't know when, but really depends on how welcome he come here. And I really see this very important. And I would like to encourage you, take this seriously, because if you think about it, 40 people you don't know, they pay their time and ticket flying to our church. Do they know you? No. Do you know them? No. But why they are here? And they come here simply just want to see Jesus welcome to to this generation through the unity of the different language and people. So I want you to pray for this. If you prepare your heart, please come. Okay? That day from noon to midnight. Actually, it's very flexible. You can join any session. And you can come to join any parts. If you want to lead a praise and worship, let me know first. That day will be very special. Actually, next day from the 13th to 15th, myself and Melody will go to Vancouver, join some of a brother sister. They are also in Vancouver doing something like this. And you will see, actually, somehow, pastor change. It is true. Since last November 11 in Vancouver. And actually, I was hit pretty hard to realize Jesus might come during your life. And I talk about this before our confession. I always think, oh, Jesus coming, but nothing to do with me. Because I think Jesus will come after I die, or maybe after my kids die. But now I realize maybe I should really change my perspective. Put God in the first, which means God might come anytime. So you see the last Hurricane Sandy. Hurricane Sandy doesn't bring a lot of sand, okay? It's not called Sandy. Actually, Sandy bring a lot of reflection for you and me to realize when they hit you, nothing you can do. You need to stop what you're doing now. And when Jesus come, nobody can do anything. Jesus said very clearly, I really feel this is rehearsal. So today, I want to use every chance we have in the church to share the gospel. And a Christmas concert is a really good chance to remind people Jesus loves us and we love each other. And so we also light the first light in our community to remind people. If you're passing by our church in the nighttime, you will see the cross line. And you will, this day you will see the Christmas concert. Wendy, can you close the door? A little bit cold. If you feel cold, and maybe close the door will help. All right, let's go to the Psalm 100. Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Do you shout for joy when you come inside today? Do you come inside with gladness, excitement? Do you know the Lord is your God? Do you know you belong to him? He made you. Do you realize he's a shepherd and you are the sheep? When you come to the sanctuary, do you with a grateful heart, thanksgiving? When you come to his courts, do you sing his song? Sing a song to praise his name? Sometimes we get used to come to church as a routine, and we already lose the mentality why we are here. You know what? When the Hurricane Sandy hit our area, that Sunday in the Bergen County actually canceled the blue law first time. Many years. How many people know the blue law? Okay. Blue law means a Sunday you cannot have a business. So the Route 4 and the Route 17, you will see the biggest mall around our area. Thank you so much. And we've done that part. You can read it later. Okay, thank you. And the mall on the Route 4 and the Route 17 are the most profitable mall and business almost in the United States. And I also want to tell you, next Sunday, when the people say, since we already canceled Blue Law for one Sunday because people need to purchase something, why don't we cancel altogether? So they have a meeting. And the answer is no. They didn't talk about God, but they say, Sunday is a day of rest. You know, if you do business, you wish your business open every day, 24 hours. Anytime the customer come to you, they will not feel discouraged. Like, oh, I didn't know they closed. You wish every day open, right? But do you realize Bergen County is also the area they find out in the survey, the ladies have a longevity among the whole world. The lady here, Asian lady, live longest in Bergen County. Can you take a look at the sister? Maybe you should move here. And this is area also most of richest business, and also the area Sunday is not allowed to have business. Do you realize that? How many people know three of this? I just say blue law, no business, longevity, the Asian lady. No? You know what? I want to tell you this. God make all the song for the people to sing in the song when they walk into the sanctuary. Sanctuary is on top of the hill. So when the people go to sanctuary, they need to walk. There's no motorcycle, there's no car, there's no helicopter, they need to walk there. When they walk there, they sing in the song. From the Psalm from 100 to about 125, you will see some of those called ascension song, means when you go up to the sanctuary, you sing the song. So when you go to the sanctuary, you hear some of people echoing from the end. People go to church. They are not just walking silently. They're walking with singing. Amen? They're not just come to sanctuary and everybody's silent. Suddenly everybody stand up sing. No, of course there's a time everybody's singing the song. But singing, praising is a part of the worship before you enter in the service, before you come to the sanctuary. Brothers and sisters, because of this, we are blessed. Because we are able to sing the song and give thankful heart, we are blessed. Many times, we are really complaining. Many times, we are very weak. Many times, physically, we have disease. Mentally, we are distorted. Spiritually, we are very low. Sometimes, we are not really in one piece. But join sanctuary, go to the sanctuary together, corporate worship is a way God make his people blessed. Can you see 103 verse 7? Psalm 103 verse 7. He made known his way to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. God wants the people to catch him in his story. God wants his people to realize what kind of God he is. God wants his people come to sanctuary to remind yourself who you are and who you believe in. God is our God. We are his people. Is that so happy about it? Is that a statement we are supposed to shout hallelujah? Is this a fact make you live it up? My Father is God of the universe, creator of universe and heaven, and I am his son and daughter. So I want to encourage you to open Exodus chapter 16. Do you have your own Bible? If you do, open Exodus chapter 16. If you do not have a Bible, stand up, get a Bible. Okay. And that's a chance because I want you to read yourself, okay? You see the Exodus chapter 16, talk about the story. And actually, when the president team sing this song, and this is no PowerPoint here, okay? And I just want you confirm, I want to share the story. Some of you maybe know this story, some of people maybe doesn't. But I want you to read it yourself, feel like it the first time, okay? And the title called this story called Manna and Quail. How many of you have ever heard about the story before? Raise your hands. How many of you never heard about the story? How many people doesn't even know what I'm talking about? Manna and then quail? Okay. All right. Let's read the story. Catch God in his deeds. The whole Israel community set out from Elim to come to the desert of Sin. Wow, that's all sin, where they complain a lot. And that's about the 15 days of the second month after they come out of Egypt. What they do before when they were Egypt? Can somebody tell me? Kenny? Can you tell me what they do when they were Egypt? Lauren? What Israel people do when they were Egypt? Slaves. Thank you, Steve. How long they've been as Egypt as a slave? How many years? 100? More than that? 430 years. Okay? About 30 years, one generation. 430 years, about 15 generations. So anybody born in the East, as an Israel in Egypt, all they remember, there's only one occupation for a whole family, which is slaves. Do slaves have a holiday? Do slaves can tell the boss, say, today is my day off, don't bother me? Do slaves have a community? They say, this is the day everybody take off. We all come together, do something? No. Slaves, one of the slaves' features is they don't even know what is a day of rest. When your boss tell you, go to do it, you do it. Stop. Even you tired, go to do it. Doesn't matter you sick or not, just do it whenever your boss tell you to do so. Is that true? So 430 years, God see his own people. Can possible God raise up his, can possible God see his glory, let the people see the glory from 430 years slaves? Very difficult. Because people will say, what kind of God you are? All your people are slaves. But you know what? That's why God have mercy upon them. Send Moses to bring them out. You know all the story, how difficult, how much a story, dramatic story, how the Moses finally set his people free from the Pharaoh, right? So only 2 months and 15 days later, they sit down here complain. I wish, can you see verse 2. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites say to them, if we only had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt, there we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve us whole assembly to death. That's our sin. There's a place they complain. They would rather to die, not hungry, as a slave. They don't want to have a freedom, have nothing to eat. You see that? So you see, God knows human beings have one sinful nature. They would rather die as a slave. They don't want to have a dignity to die. So God knows he need to have a human being one day of rest. Otherwise, everybody becomes slaves. You know how many people come to this country as a slave? And this day, because of baptism, I talked to one lady. She just came from China. And she said she's really tired of doing work every day. But when she tried to stay home, she realized all the roommates go to work. Everybody realize one thing. If you don't go to work, you lose today's wage. You stay home, you lose wage. She's not Christian. She stay home alone. She feels she like a machine, go to work every single day. She already lose the momentum, the joy inside. Actually, it's a lot of like a routine, boring work. Suddenly she realized, why I come to United States for this? But you know what? When she stay home alone, she realized I'm doing nothing. So she also go with her friends, go to work every day. You see, sometimes we don't even know why we come to church on Sunday. So we call pastor, I'm sorry, this Sunday I need to have a day off because you will make pastor not feel so bad. And sometimes you say, God, I have something more important to do, so Sunday I cannot go to church. But you didn't realize Sunday is not commandments. Sunday is a blessing, especially for everybody can come to church together. Let's continue the story. When they grumble, say, I would rather have a meat. And the Lord tell Moses, I will give you meat. Actually, the meat is not how you raise your chicken and turkey. It's actually falling down from heaven. And also bread is also falling down from heaven. I remember one time there's a boy come to our VBS and he told me the story. He said he went home, tells his daddy, say, we need to pray before we have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And the father said, who teach you that? The church people tell me we need to say thank you to the Lord. We need to say grace before the meals. And the father said, why? He said, because all the good things from the Lord and the meals is from the Lord too. And father hit the head. Your daddy provide the meal. There's no such food falling from the heaven. It's not real amusing, huh? But I tell you, chapter 16, there's a food literally falling from the heaven like a rain. The quail falling down so much for the Israel people to eat. And also today, I want to tell you how God miraculously make impossible works to transform whole Israelites, no Israelite slavery community for 430 years into the best citizen, the first class of a whole world. Whole Israelite people only have a 50% of Taiwan population. But since the Nobel Prize, they already got 85 of them. Nobody can deny Israel people are very special. They are very few, but their achievements was everywhere, every professional, you name it, you find out the top of it is Israel people. How possible God can make a slavery community become the first class? Here is the story. Go to worship God. Seventh day. That's a day of a Sabbath. You need to rest and worship God. That's simple. Do you believe it? Of course not. When the Israel people, God said, 7 days, on 7 days, nobody go to work. Everybody worship God. Nobody do any work. And you will be blessed. And all the Israelite slaves will love to die. He said, since I was born, if I don't go to work, my master going to hit me. And I have no food to eat. And you tell me, you're going to feed me from the food from the heaven? If I don't go to work, who's going to feed me? You know, as a pastor in the United States, I realize this conversation repeat and repeat whenever people want to become a Christian. Many people, they come to church. They never go to church on Sundays regularly. Once a while, go to church. When they realize, oh, one of the commitments is you need to worship God every Sunday, they feel very difficult. They tell me, say, Pastor, I wish I can go every Sunday, but you know what? I need to work. If I don't know work, who's going to feed my family? That's a very legitimate reason. And I always tell them, say, if you trust God, can you pray to God in the Monday to Saturday, you get enough money? And like you work 7 days. And the Sunday, you give to God that day. It's not because God is so It's not God really want to set a rule. It's that a day you will need to have a rest. And I remember there's a gentleman who's doing construction company. You know, Sunday morning he always work. He never take a rest on Sunday, because Sunday is a time people take a rest. He work. So since he become a Christian, and people call him and say, "Oh, this Sunday, please come early. We need to work." He said, "Can I work after the 12th? He said, "Why you are so late to come to work?" "No, I cannot." "Oh, somebody pay you more? I pay you double. Come to work." "Actually, I need to go to church." "What? Say one more time." "I need to go to church." Suddenly, the people don't know how to respond. "Oh, go to church. Okay." So one call, two call, three calls. People realize this person is good worker, but don't work on Sunday morning. But a lot of Christians, including myself, when I was a teenager, I feel go to Sunday to worship God is obligation. If you don't go, your parents not happy. You go there, you sometimes you don't know where God is really.